Fades, it's me, Jules. That's right, DM Jules is back with part two of Fate of Eisen's Halloween special mini-series, Adrift on Ruined Seas. Tyler and Brianna from Roleplaying Guys, Laura from Wheel of Woe, and TJ from Wellington NZ are also back, playing Benjamin Bedford III, Chip, Kiva, and Leaf Run, respectively. So, last time on part one of Adrift on Ruined Seas, the Whistle Whistles went on an information gathering trip around town, meeting Sarippa Rez, the grumpy former mayor of Distance, Silver Liar, the local drunk with some big stories, and Tailuge Talupag, the misfortunate lady with the misshapen face and sad tale of a lost romance. After finding out all they could, they took to the sea on the Jolly Wanderer under the confident control of the bushy-bearded, if somewhat damp, Captain Old Maps Atlas. They were headed towards the Wild Isles when they saw something in the fog. So let's go back and see what happens next.
What'd you see?
Your ugly face, Hugin.
Captain Atlas, is it normal for other ships to be out in this weather?
Aye, other ships be out here with us all the time.
I think I saw one just that way.
Oh, what did it look like?
Big. Lots of flags. Black sails. Wait, no. That was something else. But it was just a big ship in the fog. I don't know.
Pretty tall.
There's nothing out here. There's nothing out here like this. There's no ship out here like this. There hasn't been for 40 years.
Chip, you did see it too, right?
Oh, it was a tall ship for sure.
Tall like the one that they were talking about?
Landlubbers, there's only sailing fishing ships out here. There's no tall sail ships out here. Not anymore.
Yeah, listen to Captain. He knows but
when did there used to be? 40 years ago?
Back when the Desmain sailed these seas. But Oamar is long gone.
Did the Desmain have black sails?
The Desmain was a ship that struck terror wherever she went.
Oh. Hey, Lefren, you peed yourself a little, right?
Yes, and can you please stop pointing that out every mission? It happens every time. You don't need to point it out.
I just have to for the captain to see. See this? See this? This is terror.
I they men pee themselves when faced with the Desmain.
Oh, then we're big.
Women have better bladder control, it seems.
I work on my kegels.
That means the ship's out there, logically speaking.
Can we go around a little bit, or is that getting to the islands?
Oh, it was off to your, like, east.
Okay.
So it's not in front of you, it was kind of off to the east. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so you can keep going straight. And, nothing else happens.
Ooh. Oof.
You get to the Wild Isle.
Nice.
As you pull in closer to the islands, which is closer than he's ever been before, you can see a rickety dock sticking out from the main isle and some sort of, like, shack or partial ruin slightly further inland.
It looks like somebody's been here.
Is this your house, Captain?
Ah, there should not be anybody living on the Wild Isles.
But there is.
And he's kind of scratching his head.
So it is your house.
Does the shack look run down, or does it look still?
Like, it looks run down, but it's up. You know, like, the walls are up. Like, you know, so it looks like it's livable if you had no other options, you know?
Like on an island five hours away from anywhere else? Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that kind of makes sense.
Only three.
Four. Three.
Get ready to fire the ballista.
It's totally your totally your choice what you're doing. You can see that there's the dock sticking out. And you can see that it looks like on the moon.
Are you sure you've never heard of anybody living here? I seem to think that you know something.
And he scratches his chin. Roll, like, inside.
So is there a...
Roll nag.
Roll nag.
Nagging? There's no, it's insight, right? It's not
insight, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, not sense motive.
Not sense motive, no.
Doesn't exist anywhere now.
I'm readying that ballista. I'm like cranking it up.
I got a 7 again.
So,
can I also get in on that?
Yeah, sure. So you guys just think he's just stroking his beard, really, like lovingly.
Natural 20.
Nice.
I asked him if I can touch it. His beard.
He slaps your hand away if you try.
Lady?
Yeah, no, it's her hand. Natural 20, you know he's puzzling through a problem in his head. You know what I mean? Like he might be putting pieces together of things that he's heard of before.
So, who do you think lives here, Captain?
Well, there have been rumors. And
rumors?
Of, well, I mean, where did Kivra go? Not Kiva, Kivra.
Okay. I was like, Kiva's right here.
So Laura texts me what her character's name was going to be, and her character's name was Kiva, and I'd already decided that the person on this island was called Kivra, and I was like, fucking psycho, like, connection or something, that's weird. But yeah, I just stayed with it. I could have changed the name, but I stayed with it. Yeah, Kivra.
Have we heard that name before?
Nope.
Ah, who's Kivra?
She be a potions master of sorts. And he seems quite tight-lipped about it.
Where did she come from? We know where she went.
Well, I mean, we don't know where she went.
Get me the ballista bolt, Chip.
Oh, at ease.
Nope.
There's a lady on that island. Looks to be determined. Hold your horses.
I
hope she's pretty.
The Jolly Wanderer has sailed right into her dock, and you can now see somebody in the doorway of, like, the little shack.
Like a watching?
You can see like a figure in the doorway.
19.
Oh!
Roll for hotness. Okay, yeah. You'll be surprised later, but sure, you know. It's now canon that you think Kivra is hot, whatever happens.
Okay, how hot does 15?
15?
Passable. Yeah, not bad for the only woman on the island.
You were out on sea for a while.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you pulling in?
Yes.
Your choice.
Yeah.
You could sail away.
No, I mean,
why would we need potions?
No, but she might know something, because this is where the omen, the strong wind, was pulling us to. This is where we need to go.
I imagine you're docking with the rickety dock, like the anchor gets dropped or whatever. Does Benjamin do that by himself? Is like thinking this. That's the thing.
No,
has he been holding the anchor this entire time, thinking he's the one holding it up? Then let's
don't
it
worry,
go.
Guys. I got this whole trip.
Let it go. We sink. Yeah.
Yeah, I won't do that, obviously.
This is what you see standing in the doorway.
Oh, heavens to Betsy.
And she sees you, and she seems friendly. She comes sort of shambling out of her shack a little bit with her grass skirt swinging in the breeze.
We think it's hot. We think it's hot, for real.
Yeah, you guys think it's real hot. I did say it was canon now. You think that's hot.
There's a reason I didn't roll.
Roll.
Jim, she's really hot.
Oh my gosh. Please, I would use like charm person on you right now.
Leaver is about 10.
Okay.
19.
She's Whoa. Like, oh, hello. Welcome to the Wild Isles. I never get visitors out here. It's so nice to see you. What brings
are you? Kiefer?
Brings you to? Yes, I'm Kiefer. You've heard of me.
We've heard of you. You're the legendary potion master in this region.
Ah, yes, that's me. I am indeed. Are you here for my potions of water breathing? A curse for your enemies? A love potion for you too? And she's sort of pointing vaguely in the direction of all four of you. Something else?
Love potion for sure.
Yeah. Kiva is kind of like grasps her heart real quick and then throws her hand down. Looks furtively at the rest of you.
So she's sort of walked a little bit out of her house, but roll me perception checks. See what you can see around her.
Oh my gosh.
24.
I promise I'm not fudging these rolls, but I got a 25.
Nice. 25, 28.
I'm not fudging them.
Here, you watch me roll.
So, Benjamin is so enamored by Kiefer the Hag that he's not looking at anything else. You know, he's just looking at this hag, thinking she's the most beautiful thing she's ever seen in her life.
She's so damp.
But the rest of you.
Fuck. So moist.
You did it.
So Benjamin's moist. Okay, so that's great.
Oh, so milky.
Okay. So the rest of you can see kind of behind her and see that her shack seems to double as like a, I don't know, a potions brewing shed. There's like ingredients everywhere, yeah. Bottles of like blue and green and red and just like all sorts of bottles and stuff already brewed behind her. She's like ready to go for whatever emergency or whatever, you know?
Have you heard about the missing ships in the area?
Oh, the missing ships! Yes, I've heard of the missing ships!
Do you know anything about them?
Well, I see that. Yes, I know about the missing ships. Yes. What do you want to know?
Well, where are they going missing? And do you know what's...
In the sea, darling, in the sea!
Yeah, that's pretty obvious.
Have you seen a tall ship about yay high? From when you're looking at it from about this far away, it's this high.
And she's the Despian? The Dismain! The Dismain!
Dismain.
Yes, the Dismain.
I like a lady who knows her stuff.
The only ship to have ever sailed the seas quite like it, you know.
Is it still sailing the seas?
Where else would it be?
We heard it was destroyed and taken underwater.
No. That's the Orez Bounty. Underwater.
Where is the Aurora's bounty?
No, no, sunk, though. Somewhere you know, sunk.
She has the voice of an angel.
I've forgotten the accent that I did the first time, so I've made up a new one. Consistency plus, Jules, DM, well done.
We might need some of your water-breathing potions, because I think
You need the potions of water breathing. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. Potions I can give. Yes. How many potions?
4, 9, 12, 4.
And she cocks her head thinking about what she's got. She's like, stock, yes. Last time I only gave away one to Syrup, so yes, should have 5.
You gave one to Syrup?
Yes, Syrup, yes.
For why?
Well, he was worried.
In English, it's mostly dwarven.
He was worried he was going to sink himself when he cursed that ship.
He cursed the ship?
Well, I mean, I did.
That's hot.
So it was his fault.
Why is it contagious, the curse? Well, like, would it make anyone look like a biscuit that's been underwater for a decade?
So it worked. The back door. It worked.
The back door.
What back door? Her face is a door.
And she hustles suddenly inside her shack. Like she's hustling, she's moving inside the shack.
Oh yeah, that speed walking granny.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you guys following or?
I'll follow. I'm hot on the tail of this love story.
Cool. Just for fun, the sea hag decided to pop up on my screen again. That was nice. just to remind me of what Benjamin's really attracted to. so she's
the sea.
So Kiva sees Kivra rummaging around in her potions and stuff, and she pulls out this green, like, almost neon fluorescent potion, and she's swirling it in front of her, and it's like, this, I give Syrup this. Trixie, Syrup was not nice to Kiva. I built in a back door.
So what is the back door? What did you make it do?
So she says, cursed to die, cursed to live. Without each other and no one else with. Tied to the spot where death took place. Removed of all feature that show their face. Yet hope remains for love with this. Return to what was with true love's kiss.
And that's why they call us the Whistlers. That was a wonderful story, lady.
So all she has to do is kiss?
Who?
A dead body.
How romantic.
He was like, oh.
Tell me if Syrup, did he live?
He did.
And she doesn't look terribly pleased about that, considering.
But he didn't get the girl.
Ha! Yeah. Sea like a biscuit underwater, right, young one? It's pointing at Chip.
No. The girl looked like that after. Not Rip.
Yes, he's a bit slow, is he?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Just a little.
You want to curse? You want to curse or you want the water breathing?
We want the water breathing.
Uh-huh. And she's like rummaging around in her potions again, and she pulls out four identical blue like potions, and they look kind of horrible. They look sort of silty blue grossness, but she's like, water breathing. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Oh, chug, chug.
If you made it, it's probably delicious.
I like a woman who can cook.
Hey, back off. She's mine. I saw her first.
She's the only lady on this island. I'll fight for her.
So what is Chip paying for those four?
What's that?
So what is Chip paying for those four? What?
Now we talk payment, do we? Now we talk payment. Yes, yes.
Lefren, I left my wallet. Oh man, I drank myself silly. I lost my wallet.
Kiefer,
that's hanging around your neck.
Kiefer gestures around her. Gestures around her. What need have I for money?
Then we'll sacrifice Chip for the greater good.
Ah, excellent! That's what I was going to ask!
Hey, lady, you're hot, and I like a girl with spark. Even, you know, the hotter lady gets, the crazier she can be, and
nobody leaves!
I won't say how yet.
Nobody leaves Wild Isles without tribute. And she starts looking.
Chip pulls out his, like, little bag where he stucks everything he's ever thieved.
Not much.
And he has, like, two granny portraits and cufflinks. Nice. He has...
She smacks it out of your hand. And she's like, nobody leaves without tribute of the blood kind.
The fire!
And it pulls out like the bottle of flares.
Look at this life.
Cool. Roll initiative. Because you just threatened her.
Oh, she didn't like that.
Oh,
I was just showing her the fire.
Yeah, she didn't like that much. Weirdly, she didn't like a ball of flame being pointed at her. So weird. I'm not really sure why that would be.
I got a 14.
Cool. And Kiefer?
A 4.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, you guys are fucked. What's really fun is Kiefer goes first. And she is
she
going.
Sits down on her chair.
Yeah, no, she's really not going to do that. Weirdly. She's going to point at Chip, who is pointing something at her, and she needs...
His face just drops. This wasn't
I need Chip to roll a wisdom saving throw.
Oh.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. What I expected. Wisdom plus 0, it's a 5.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So, Chip, in front of everybody, is shrinking and changing into... what looks to be some kind of lizard.
Got polymorphed. Oh, God.
You fully got polymorphed.
Now I'm becoming one of you!
Yep. I say to all you short people.
Chip is polymorphed, and that is the sea hag's turn. So, you're up, Leifram.
Alright, so... first thing I will do is cast the bonus action of Shillelagh onto my club.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will cast Barkskin on myself.
Fair.
And I will try and move around so we're not clustered together.
Okay. And now it is Chip's go. You are a lizard.
Yeah, so I'm guessing I can't use tiefling spells anymore. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hope you can use pretty much spells.
Protect yourself is the advice I would give you right now.
Chip's gonna dash off under the table or something. I'm assuming the shack has lots of like nooks and crannies.
Sure. Yeah. So you run Chip
dashes off
under her legs and through. And I won't make that an attack of opportunity because I'm nice. So go.
Sweet. Nice.
All right. He hides in like some potion cranny or whatever.
Done.
That's you his do turn.
That. Benjamin.
All right, here we go. We're going to freaking do it. I said I was going to do it. I'm going to do a fourth level fireball. I just have to figure out the number of dice.
On the sea hag, okay. Great.
Oh, you're right. That might not be the best idea. We're going to do it.
Oh, we're going to do it.
So that's 96. So I need her to make a dexterity saving throw.
Mm-hmm.
Of...
She rolls an 18.
Oops. Well, she passes.
sorry, I rolled.
But she's still gonna take. She's gonna take half of 96 damage. So
okay. Not half of 96.
Not too that's... bad. what's half of 37?
That's 18 and a half.
18. So she'll take 18 fire damage.
Oh, she does. She eats it. She loves it.
Does the whole shack blow up? I hope that's kind of what I wanted, the shack to just to get destroyed.
Uh-huh, and then Chip dies. So, would you like that?
Hold on.
No, I have an ability that lets me pick probably three people who don't get affected by my spell. So, I pick all of us.
Is that... Wait. I was going to say, is that three people or three animals? Or creatures.
Three creatures.
Just saying.
Three creatures.
Three creatures.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay.
So
labels matter.
Her shack gets hit, and behind her is an explosion of multicolors. This massive green flash shoots up to the sky. Then this red flash scoots up to the sky. Then this orange flash shoots up, like just like a freaking rainbow of colors flashing up above you as her shack just disintegrates and her spells just like all of these potions and stuff and jars just explode.
Bye-bye, shack.
Bye-bye, love shack.
The love shack is a little place love where shack. We can get together. I love that song. It's fucking choice.
Yeah. Could have been if we progressed farther before things went.
Totally AWOL. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It is Kiva's turn.
All right. Kiva is going to, as Oliver says, enter a rage.
A rage?
Yes. and so that means that's a bonus action, and then I can make so at this level my rage can be a frenzy attack or mm-hmm. a frenzy
mm-hmm.
and so I can make two attacks.
Excellent.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to heave my moon touch sword off of my shoulder where it was so lovingly displayed.
Lovely.
And I am going to so does a 15 hit?
Yes, it does.
It does, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a 2 plus 4 is 6, because math.
Cool.
And then second attack, is a 3. So plus 7, do I make subtracting?
Nope. It's not like Pathfinder.
What? Okay.
No so penalties for the second attack.
Infernal.
Oh, never mind.
Okay, but it would still only be a 10.
Yeah. Nope. That misses.
Okay. So just one.
Cool. 6 points. Awesome. That happens. All right. It's Kiefer's turn again.
Woo!
Wait, you skipped.
And you're a lizard. And you're a lizard.
And you're a lizard. That was
lizards
so great.
For everyone.
Okay. Who is in 30 feet of the hag? Leave it up to you guys to decide. You probably all were, but.
I certainly probably am.
Yep. Make a DC.
I'm just a little lizard.
DC 11 wisdom save. Tell me if you make it.
Please, wisdom. Oh.
Was that a what?
Fetch. I got a 4.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, is this so a wisdom? Magical thing?
It's a. It's a horrific. Or? It's horrific appearance. So it's the way that she looks.
Oh, so it's a fright thing.
Yeah. So she.
Wisdom or.
Yeah. So she drops her glamour that made her look even half decent. And all of a sudden, Benjamin is really just, I'll leave it up to him, whether he's into that or not into that. Yep.
I got 11.
You're worse
exactly.
Than biscuit face.
So anybody who got luck. Below an 11 failed.
Okay, I got a 6.
Yep. You are frightened for a minute. So essentially you can't move. Yeah, you basically just can't move towards her. Sort of. Basically, that's the only thing.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, so I'm frightened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what'd you
get? 16?
Oh, you're fine.
Yeah, you're 11. Fine. You're also now immune to her, so you saw her and you went, not that bad, and you're not affected again.
Okay,
still
so
not that bad. Still at
15. Not that bad?
Yeah, so if you save DC 11 or over.
Okay.
Then yeah. you're basically immune to being frightened by her for the next 24 hours.
Okay.
I've seen Chip's mom. It's much worse.
Angry lizard noises. Like the kind of lizard that poofs out its neck frills.
Cool.
I like that.
And that was just how she looks. And then she's going to...
But not how she is on the inside.
No, not at all. And she's going to point at Kiva, who tried to attack her just before. And you need to make a wisdom saving throw.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, ho, ho. I rolled a 1.
Oh, that's
counter
not good.
Spell.
Counter spell.
I'm going to do it.
Okay.
I'm gonna do it.
Do it.
As a reaction, is it a third level spell or lower?
It's a fourth level spell, but you know. Right.
So if it's a fourth level spell, make an ability check using your spell casting ability. The DC equals 10 plus the spell's level. So a 14.
Yeah, you need 14.
You're using all your spells.
So well, this is a fight, you know, I gotta do it. So
it's on the boss.
Okay.
What's my spell casting modifier? Plus 6. Awesome. Come on. Oh, nice. 15 plus 6. 21.
Nice.
Not today, Sea Hag.
You,
get out of here.
You counterspell. You counterspell Phantasmal Killer.
Ooh. That's a bad one.
Yeah. That's what. So she pointed at it and it got counterspelled and she looks at her finger and she's very confused. And that's her turn. And now it is Leifron's turn.
I'm going to run up with my club and try and whack her because polymorph is a concentration and that way I can get my rogue friend back.
Yes, you can.
Oh, smart. I got 2 third level
15. Spells. Does 15 hit?
Yeah, it does.
So that is a total of 8 damage of bludgeoning.
Nice.
And now she needs to roll a concentration check.
Yes. Move all of my books. Ooh. Yeah, so she did shit. So she loses her concentration. So polymorph ends.
Woo! Yay!
You come up in a burning hut. Like roll a d4 for damage from burning.
You probably don't get it because you're a tiefling.
I'm a tiefling. Can I get burned?
Here, go to
That's actually probably true.
She has resistance to burning.
Resistance.
Oh, yeah. Keep going down. It's all the way. You're going to be on the bottom.
Okay. Racial traits, hellish resistance, fire damage. I have resistance.
Cool. So
half of the damage.
So roll a d4, and if you roll one, you don't get anything.
It burns your clothes off.
All right, so I still roll.
It's a 1d4, right?
1d4?
Yep. 1d4. Yeah. Okay.
That's not a d4.
The triangle one.
This one.
This one. You found.
Oh, I did have it.
All right.
Hey, four?
Yeah, so you get two.
Two damage.
For coming to being a human, or not a human, a tiefling, inside a burning hut. that's what happened there. You got real big.
Who said it's a timeout hotness?
Yeah. You weren't, like, being burned before, but then when you got back to your normal size, you, like, hit shelves and shit as you were growing up, and you got burned.
So it wasn't even fire damage.
Yeah, it was like she got hit by burning shelves.
Fire splinters.
Yeah.
I hate fire splinters.
Yeah. All right.
Sounds
terrible. Hey, you bee!
And it is your go. So you are naked? Yeah. Question mark. Standing in a burning hut.
I have no armor. I'm naked. That's a choice.
That's a player choice.
I can cast Hellish Rebuke, which is when I'm damaged by a creature, I can... Well, hold up.
No, she hasn't actually technically damaged you.
So, oh, it's a reaction only?
Yeah, and she hasn't technically damaged you. The house did. Yeah.
Fire damage. Oh,
What do you got weapon wise? Actions.
Dagger.
Oh, yeah. Use that short bow.
Alright.
Or you got a rapier. Use a rapier.
Yeah!
Vanguard!
I pull out my rapier.
Sounds a little rapier, but
damn sure. Rapier.
A little risque.
All right. So that's 17 to hit.
Cool. Hits.
Wait. Okay. 1d8 plus 4.
Nice. Do that damage.
Watcha! Okay. 10 damage.
Lovely.
I give her a little haircut too.
Oh, she didn't like that. Like, she's very attached to her seaweed.
You do like Zorro and like carve a
sea. You carve a sea.
Yeah, she's super attached to her seaweed. She's very not happy about it.
You stab her shoulder. Collie card. Chip.
Taking a chip out of someone's shoulder. I love it.
And that's why they call me Chip.
Benjamin, you're up.
Oh boy, please don't make me do this. Just surrender.
She's not surrendering. She's screaming. Magic tribute! 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 That's what she's screaming.
Alright, I'm going to do a magic missile as a second level spell.
Mm-hmm.
So that gives me another bolt. Alright, a dart deals 1d4. So, that's 4 darts. Let's do this. Let's do this rolling here. 4, 7, 2, 13 force damage.
Nice. Yep. She's still standing, but she's looking pretty rocky on those weird, crumpled, haggy legs.
I thought you were beautiful, now you're a hag!
Kivra! Can you finish it?
Kiva?
Or Kiva? Can you finish Kivra? I'm getting confused between Kiva and Kivra.
That's alright.
I did that to myself.
I'm going to scream for glory. Go try to attack her for 17 to hit.
Yes, hits.
That does it. Oh boy.
That's an 8 on the dice, so it's max damage. So that's an 8 plus 4 is 12.
Excellent. Hey, Kiva. Kiva.
Yes, yeah. Kiva.
Yeah. How you wanna kill this?
My sword, as I scream for glory, and it just goes straight down and cleaves her skull in half. It kind of neatly. Oh,
woo! Yeah. We all whistle. Like
seashell.
I didn't know you could jump that high.
I love that the whistle when something good happens. This is news to me, and I love it. Cool. Yeah. You annihilate the sea hag, who was the cause of, apparently, a curse that happened that Sirip purchased, as long with a potion of water breathing, and you assume sacrificed someone to do so, because that's the price.
Oh, man. What if he sacrificed that lady's lover? I like... Is his friend called Syrup?
After the death blow, we're going to start scavenging what we can, especially the water breathing bottles, and want to have a look around to see if anything else survived the explosion in the shack.
Cool. No, nothing did. The shack is annihilated.
Oh man, I'm so jacked up, guys.
Right now, what's happening around you is old Maps, Captain Atlas, is going, ah! And he's like running down the dock. Are you guys okay? Are you guys okay? There's lights and shining and what is going on?
Chip turns around in full nudity.
Full front.
That's more tiefling than I ever thought I'd ever see.
We had a little disagreement with Kivra, and it kind of escalated just a little bit.
Where is she? Where is she? And he's very, like, protecting him, like trying to protect himself. He's got a sword out or something, and he's like, nah!
I'm just pointing down to the body.
And he's like, he points the sword at the body, and he's like, and he looks up and he's like,
he meant to say, good job, and captain speak.
Do you need to a moment alone with the body?
No, he looks at the body and looks at you guys and says, more than I thought. And then, like, starts walking off down back to the boat again.
All right. I don't want to stare at this crazy lady again. Can we go now?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So I scamper off to the following captain. Captain, wait up for me!
Did we undo the curse on that one biscuit lady? Who thinks so?
I raise my hand.
I do!
Doesn't the curse have to be lifted by true love's kiss?
Cool.
Should we go get her?
No, but we should go to the boat, because that's where it happened.
Okay.
But how is true love's kiss going to happen? Because we can't take the boat to her house.
No, yeah. But, I don't know.
We can take the skeleton to the house.
Well, how do you know it's going to be a skeleton? What if he's been hanging on all these years waiting for her?
I mean, that is an option also.
It's a stupid improbable idea. I don't know what you were thinking.
I wasn't, but okay.
true love's a lie.
That's a thing. It's true love.
Captain, do you have another pair of pants for Chip, please?
Arr, I keep them in my spare pants locker.
And he points. This is what nature intended.
He points it.
Points. I can't help it that you're at that level with that part of me. I'm sorry. Get over it.
You can't help it. Put on some pants.
Like you're like at eye level with it.
Yep.
The captain has gestured to his cabin behind him, so feel free to go rummage in his cabin for clothes if you want to. And he does ask you where the next destination is.
Probably the closest water area.
So we'll just go in a loop.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Yep, so he sets sail that way. He tells you it's going to be about 3 hours or so. And I guess you guys settle in. What's that?
Can you make it 8 hours, Captain? Just go a little slower?
No, this is what I did trigonometry for. Okay, and apparently nothing happens.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, we're in the clear.
So, you sail after 3 hours of smooth sailing through the pea soup and the fogginess. You sail into a spot that was circled on Captain Atlas's map. He tells you that you're there. He's like, "Arr, we're there!" And you notice... You notice, yeah.
It looks the same as it did the last 2 hours.
Yeah, but you notice this time it's super quiet. Like, not just quiet because, like, it's been pretty quiet the whole time, but now you can't hear any waves, any birds. There's no sound.
So when we're talking, can we hear each other?
Yeah, but it's strange. Like, it's booming in the quiet.
Hello! Ben, Chip slaps his hand over Ben's mouth.
Actually, that's a good point.
Stop.
Try it. Try it. It's really fun.
Just stop.
Try it.
Just. Yeah.
Something happened, but you won't know about it for a while.
Oh, dear.
Nice.
If we look over the edge, do we see anything?
It's pretty deep. Like, you wouldn't be able to see just looking down into the water.
I get, like, webbing on my fingers. I grow gills. Just become, like, part fish. So I'm going to try to do, like, a front flip as I go into the water, but totally, like, fail and do, like, a belly flop.
He nails that belly flop so well. He gets, like, full red belly going on, you know, like, just smash, slaps the water, and then goes under.
Well, how about you guys have the water-breathing potions, and then we've got two left, and I'll change into something can swim. How's that?
Okay.
I jump off in my gnome form, and as soon as I hit the water, I change into a giant seahorse.
Cool. I love it.
All right.
I grab
so you all, you all move, and some of you, because some of you now have vision underwater, can start to see a shipwreck, which is about 90 feet down. And it starts coming into view as you get closer and closer, and you can see the Orez bounty written on the ship.
Yep, that's the one that sank.
Oh boy.
Can we, is there anything like is there like debris around or?
Yeah, so what you see is thanks, ghosts of salt marsh. On the upper decks, they're covered in barnacles. You can see doors that are leading fore and aft, like look like captain's cabins, but they're open and they look empty and abandoned. You can see, like, trapdoors that lead down to steps that kind of go into the depths of the ship. Everything's, like, wrecked. The mast is over and, yeah. It looks like it, by the way, from the outside, there looks like a giant hole has been, like, pushed outwards from inside. So it definitely looks like there's a hole in the side of the ship. Mm. And so as you move to descend through the trapdoor, you hear this booming voice from below decks.
Is it not enough that you killed me and bound me here, that now you come for me again? Sirip, I will kill you this time.
That's what you hear.
Again?
We're like all underwater. Do we see somebody?
No, you like don't see anything there? Yet. You don't see anything yet. So do you go through?
Yeah, we do. I'm going to use a message spell to see if I can talk back to this person.
Sure.
Can we announce ourselves?
Hey, I'm Benjamin.
I am
the leader of this crew, but don't tell anybody else. Are you the boat?
Great.
It says,
I am Captain Oama, and I will kill you.
Well, let's not get hasty here. We're just swimming into this, you know, the water and just enjoying the coolness, you know? So let's talk a little bit.
Just a question for the DM. Have you gone through the trap? Because you were going through it. Have you gone through it?
Oh, yeah. I'm already through the hole.
There's a giant table that's clearly been, like, ages ago set for a feast. Like, there's, like, plates everywhere and cutlery and scattered chairs. And then there's skeletons kind of scattered all around the chairs. And then there's skeletons of fish scattered all around them. And then skeletons of bigger fish scattered around them. It looks like something real weird has happened here. You're not quite sure what on earth has happened. But there's a lot of death surrounding this table in this space And you can still hear the booming voice.
You have some really nice living accommodations. I like what you did with the fish skeleton.
What? Sirep did!
And exploding from a door nearby, because you can see that there's a corridor kind of behind you and a door in front of you, comes out some things that look like... this.
Chip's mom.
If this is what
one
Chip's
of these
mom
days,
looks
she's
like.
Actually gonna come get you.
Ooh, looks like Barnacle Boy.
Mm-hmm. Barnacle Boy would be about right.
Ooh, nasty.
Wow, that's so creepy.
Okay, so that puts TJ Leaf Run in the front. What are you up to, buddy? You're outside the ship.
I am going to charge in, I'm going to see if I can drag people in, so it only take me 20 feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're holding on, buddy.
And if that is enough to get to one of the drowned, I would also like to ram.
Sure, yes, I will allow it, because I like it. Go.
Okay, so...
But you are ramming with two people in tow, just so you know.
So I'm pretty sure it's seven misses.
Seven misses?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I brought the party into the fray. Okay, cool.
Yeah, cool. So which one did you try and attack? Just so I know. Like, is it... There's four, and they're scattered kind of from left to right. So one, two, three, or four?
Let's go two.
Cool. Just so I know which one you are in front of. Awesome. Yep. And Kiva, you're up next. You have been dragged in front of two currently, but you have options should you choose otherwise.
Okay, so I will shoot at the one closest to me. I'm not picking.
Cool. Number two.
All right. Oh, that's a nat 20.
Oh, shit, yeah. I am all about double damage. You can either roll twice or times your rolls. I don't care which way.
I'm going to roll 2d6s. 17?
17. Did I make cool.
Yeah, 17.
Yeah, 9 plus 8. Yeah, 17.
Awesome. Awesome. Cool. It's still up, but it looks angry. Chip.
Unarmed strike. Right, dang, 19.
19 and a
one. Oh, 5.
What's your plus?
Plus 7, 12.
Okay, which one are you attacking? 1, 2, 3, or 4? Very important question for you right now, because they are slightly different.
Oh, gosh.
That's
golly.
DM hints, but not hints.
Demon I know or demon I don't.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Or the demon down. One!
Doing one? Yeah, yeah, one doesn't hit.
That's the captain.
It's the risk I took. That was the fun part.
Yep, exactly.
Alright, I win.
Okay, so you're in front of one, you swung, and because the water was so heavy, you swung real slow and it managed to step out of the way. That's what happened. Cool. And now it is number two's turn. And it's going to try and attack Leafrun, who is right in front of him. And he is going to roll a 10. Does a 10 hit Leafrun?
Nope.
Cool. Nope, does not hit. Now it is number three's go. Number three is going to roll a 12, is going to attack Leafrun because that's the closest person there. Does that hit?
No.
Scrub.
All right, so it is now Benjamin's turn.
It's me. I'm going to use Ray of Frost underwater.
Fuck. How is that going to work? Interesting.
I'm going to go for number four.
Okay, yep.
He's got a really ugly barnacle on his face.
He does. They call him ugly barnacle for that reason.
That is a 23.
That definitely hits it. Hit.
That's 11 damage.
Nice.
Yeah. So shards of ice shoot out of my hands.
Okay, and now it is number one's turn, and number one is going to try and attack Chip, and it rolls a 12. Does a 12 hit you, Chip?
It doesn't.
I'm rolling really crap. And number four is going to try and attack Benjamin, and it rolls a 16. Does it hit you, Benjamin?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yes. That would have hit you.
I have a 12.
Its second attack hit you with an unnatural 20, so I'm assuming that hits too.
Ouch.
Okay,
I'm being civil.
I like that it's... Yeah, actually, the only person being hit is the one trying to talk to them. Oh, shit, I rolled real good. Can I get you to take 15 damage as two rusted longswords come down and hit you one after the other?
They get disadvantage on their attacks.
Nope, they do not. They have a swim speed. I need you to roll a DC 12 constitution saving throw, please.
Constipation. That's a 13.
Nicely done. You do not contract blue rot.
Uh-oh.
All right, escape. And we're back to the top. Leafrun, it is your go.
I am just going to headbutt number two again.
Okay. Do it. Roll.
12 to hit.
Nope, does not hit. Misses.
That's my turn.
And it is Kivra's turn. Kiva's turn, not Kivra. Kivra is dead.
Kiva! Kiva is going to throw another javelin at number two.
Excellent.
That's bad.
And that is 16 plus 7.
Yeah, you hit.
It's a lot of things. It's 7. 7 damage.
Nice. Okay. Okay, so you hit number 2. Okay, after Kiva is Chip.
All right.
Chip, you're standing in front of number 1, I think.
I mean, I just really don't have any abilities that could help me here. So I'm just going to attack again. If they were out of the water, I could really do like
Yeah, you could, yeah.
Yeah, but nope.
Don't forget. Don't forget. You can hide and then sneak attack if you wanted to. Because rogue.
This is my first time playing rogue and I'm loving it.
Yeah, cool.
Okay, 7 plus 7. It's 14.
14. That is the DC. You hit.
Excuse me. You hit.
Woo! You hit its AC. Woo! If it meets, it beats.
You're doing it. You're doing it, Chip.
Whoa, oh my goodness. All right. Okay. You know, I only have one bonus action. Never mind. All right. 1d8 plus 4. Oh, that's a 6.
Nice. First damage that one's taken.
I only disengage from him.
So yeah, you disengage and then move.
whoa, time out.
Yeah, you do that. It is my go, and I roll a 14 to attack Kiva, which probably doesn't hit, right?
It does not.
Yeah, and I roll... That's so crap! I roll a 7 to attack Leaf Run, which does not hit. Alright. And now it's Benjamin's go.
Oh, neato!
crap. I do not want to be in close combat with this guy. I'm going to cast... Yeah. I'm just going to disengage, and I'm going to swim behind Kiva and Leaf Run.
Okay, you disengage, you move.
I will shield you!
It is now that guy's turn, and he's rolling a 12 to attack Chip, which I don't think hits. And
it's it does not.
That guy's go, and he's rolling a 12 to attack Benjamin.
Ha! Matches.
Meets Bates.
Does he get an attack of opportunity from Leifrin?
Well, he moved to you and then attacked you, apparently. So, yeah, he probably does. That's actually facts. Yeah.
But I went behind both of them, so...
Yeah. So he attacks you with 2 of his swords again.
Okay.
And he rolls a 11 this time as damage. And he needs you to do another DC 12 Constitution saving throw, please.
I'm almost dead.
Stay alive!
Ooh, 16 plus 2, 18!
Yep, again, you avoid blue rot. But you're right, that guy would take attacks of opportunity from anybody you hide behind. So that is Leaf Run and Kivra. Are you guys attacking?
Hey. I will attack.
Do it!
With my attacky... javelins.
Excellente. Tell me what's up.
Javelins.
I got 13.
Hits, Leaf Run.
Okay.
What'd you get, Kiva?
A 19.
Yeah, you hit too.
That's 7. Yeah.
I do 3 damage.
Excellent.
I do 8 damage.
Excellent. He looks very sick.
Sick? Not injured?
Well, he's covered in blue rot, so he probably looks quite sick, actually. Leaf Run, it's your go.
In that case, I will drop the seahorse form. And we'll cast... I can't do Healing Word. So I will do Thunderclap.
Mm-hmm.
Loud burst of thunderous sound can be heard up to 100 feet away. Anyone, everyone except for me has to make a constitution saving throw.
Mm-hmm.
Or hold on.
1d6.
So if you drown, we all drown.
A 19 for that concentration. But I got a 3 to dodge your thunder wave, so, or thunder clap.
Well, I got a 6, 2, 4, and 14, so.
Woo!
So what you needed was a 15, so you didn't on any of them. Fantastic. Yep.
Excellent.
Fantastic.
Tell me what happens.
They all instantly die.
8 damage to anyone who failed.
So we all failed.
One of the
you're at 10 health.
I'm at 10 health.
One of the drowned blades gets thrown back against the wall and smacks and snaps its neck and then falls to the floor. That's what happens with that one. It was the one in front of Benjamin.
Number four.
Nice.
The one that chased Benjamin in front of you guys, you know?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Man, that was lucky.
He is dead. But there is still 3 standing. And it is Kiva's go.
All right. So Kiva will shake off her thunder damage and she will attack the one, probably the one closest to her, which I think maybe is still 2.
Yeah.
Possibly?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, and she's going to enter a rage.
Nice.
Yes. Yeah,
she should definitely do that.
Raging! Okay.
What is she angry about? I want to know.
She is angry.
Thunder. She just had ear damage.
She is angry at Thunderclap.
She hasn't met her true love yet.
I like that she's not angry about Benjamin nearly dying. She's angry about herself being injured. She don't give a fuck about Benjamin.
Yay! I'm bleeding out.
Net 20, double damage.
My nose.
Double.
Okay. Oh, that is a 6 and a 5. So that's 11 plus 8 is 19 damage.
Tell me how you kill this drowned assassin.
We're so dead. I am just going to shave all its barnacles off, and then there's holes in his face, and he just falls apart. Can I make a second attack, even though I'm attacking someone different?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes?
Totally
is
fine.
Is there someone close enough?
Yeah, they're all kind of close anyway, so they were all kind of around you guys.
Okay, so who's closer? One, wait, who's alive? What?
One and two, one and three.
Okay.
So one's in front of Chip, and 3 was trying to attack you guys, but failed miserably.
I will do I'll do 3. Now. Oh, but I rolled a 5. So plus 7, but that's like 12.
You hit!
I hit!
Woo! Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yep. And I rolled 6 damage! Plus 4, so it's 10 damage.
Nicely done!
Now out, I've thrown all my javelins.
So, like, I just, you know, crawl deeper into my corner of the dresser and then spring. Like, I'd spring with my feet. You kick off in the kiddie pool.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I hear you. I see it happening.
All right.
What'd
you
hit?
7 plus 6.
Yeah,
13.
You hit.
13
to hit.
13. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I hit. Oh, sweet. Oh, thank goodness.
So, you get the. What are you shooting it with, the bow or the.
My rapier.
Okay, so that's 188.
I'm like. Like swan dive vertically.
And it's like slow motion because you've got no swimming speed, so it's like coming at him.
It's a torpedo.
Like just.
Yeah. Plus your sneak attack damage.
Yeah, it's a 46. What?
Yeah. Yeah. So playing a rogue.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
This is why it's my favorite class.
This is how we shiv him in hell.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so that's 8. Oh, 8 plus 5 with 12?
That's 13.
All right, thank you. 13.
I love how math is real hard in D&D. Like, just super hard.
That's 6.
17.
Yeah,
17. And Pathfinder, eh, Laura?
What was your rapier damage?
That's a 1d8. Right. Hope I lay do well. Oh, 6 plus...
17?
4. So, that's a 10. 27 damage.
Holy shit.
You're through this guy.
I want to say I'm like below him. I want to be below him, so when I skewer him, it's up the butt, straight through his head.
Up the butt, straight through his head. Right. So he doesn't die yet. So you're just...
What?
Nope. Mm-mm.
Wow.
Oh, this is
got a rapier right of the butt.
This is a drowned assassin. He's got some serious hit points, but you have now skewered him like a meat kebab, like a shish kebab. Like, you just, like, skewered him there, and you're holding him in place, and you're bouncing him around like he's now a shadow puppet.
Get off, get off.
Like, and his legs are, like, going out like this.
Oh, what happens at 12 o'clock at night.
Enema of death.
Yep.
His phone's real clear now.
Okay, so my shit's gonna happen because... Nice! He finally fucking rolled! Stupid 3. Rolled a 19 to hit Kiva. Kiva!
Kiva! Okay, that hits Kiva.
And he rolls a 19 again, apparently, to hit with his second one. So he rolls, a 1 and an 8, so 9 damage.
Nice.
Screw you, 1! He rolls a 9 damage, but I need you to roll that DC 12 constitution saving throw for that blue rot, please.
That's an 18 on the die.
Nice, you do not contract the blue rot. Well done. Go, Benjamin, go.
It's me! What am I going to do? What is Benjamin going to do?
You have 1 and 3. They both look pretty beat up.
All right. The one that you just kebabbed, I'm going to frost ray that mother.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
I like it chilled.
It's a popsicle.
Like shaken, not stirred.
18?
Yep.
With my little...
It does.
8 cold damage.
8? So close, but no.
Oh. What's he doing now, though?
He's slightly...
He's like a frozen popsicle. He's like...
So much pain.
He's gonna sword up his ass. He's not
like,
okay.
It's
his go. So
he pulls the sword out of his anus.
He rolls a 9 to attack Chip, which is not gonna hit. I'm not surprised he rolls real bad because he's pretty much in pain right now. Number 3 rolls a 14 to hit Leaf Run. Does that hit Leaf Run?
That does.
Excellente. So, and his second attack is an 8, so not as good. So, with 1, he hits with a 4 with one of his rusty blades. I need you to roll me a DC 12 Constitution saving throw.
DC 12... 17 on the dice.
Nice. Nicely done. Whoa. No blue rot there. You're either. Happy. Back to the top. Leaf runs go.
Leaf runs go. Okay, so for my action, I'm going to do bonus action and do healing word at second level onto Ben.
Nice.
Bless you, sir.
This is, since it's word, I am using up some of my ear, and...
That means you have one more round before you start suffocating.
Yep. So that is D4s. You heal up 9 damage.
Nice. Solid 19.
Better than before.
And...
healing.
We'll pull out my scimitar. Which one's hurt the most?
Big H energy.
I'll let you. No, Mr. Frozen Popsicle Stick is definitely hurt the most.
Okay, so I will try and attack him. Ten? No. Ten?
Ten? No.
Ten, ten, yeah.
Somehow you miss the frozen popsicle. Maybe it's because Chip is, like, waving it around on his sword.
Hold them. Still.
Kiva!
Kiva is going to pull out her sword and attempt to hit Popsicle Man with a disadvantaged attack.
Fair enough.
Okay, so that doesn't bode well. 7 plus 7 is 14. And the next one is an 18. So the lowest is 14.
It hits.
Nice! Woo-hoo!
Their AC is really low, so it hits.
Yes! Okay, cool. Sorry, electrical. Oh, shush. Alright,
you can't not kill this guy.
I rolled the wrong dice, but yeah, so I guess it's dead. But...
Yay!
7 damage.
Yeah. Mr. Frozen Popsicle is definitely dead. Please explain how you kill this guy who's got a sword up his ass and is currently frozen.
Push him further down.
I just take, like, the side of the blade and I just smash him down farther onto the thing, so it just kind of comes through the top.
You still have one more attack.
Oh dear. Okay. So I'm going to try not to be entertained by the fight before me and wing it. Number 3?
Yep. Sure, whoever, you get it.
Yours. It's a 7 plus 7. So it's 14 again.
It hits, but it's just still disadvantage if you're doing it with your...
Oh, right. The next one was a 12, so yeah.
Still hits.
So then, yeah. So that's a 5 plus 7, right? No, 5 plus 4. Sorry.
Oh, 9.
So it's 9.
Excellent. It's still alive. It's... Yep, it's still alive. Somehow.
Look at its meat.
So, what are you attacking it with? Sorry? Your sword. Your sword.
It's looking at its friend.
It's looking at its friend with absolute horror, and you chop its arm off, so now it's like looking at its friend, looking at its arm, looking at its friend, looking at its arm, just like an absolute shock as to what the hell is happening right now. And it is its go. So it's like armless. So armless right now.
Come at me, bro!
And it rolls a 1.
What a loser.
It's like flailing its one hand desperately to try and, like, flail off death that's surely coming. And it is now Benjamin's turn.
I message Chip and I say, Chip, shove your sword up its butt. It's the weakness of the monsters. And then I shoot it with a ray of frost.
If these cheeks weren't so tight.
Ooh, natural 20.
If melee gets damaged, it only seems better.
18 damage.
Yeah. So it had 3.
Actually, with both of my fingers.
It had 3 hit points left, so you annihilate this fucking...
He's trying to swim away. I shoot the ray of frost up his... It goes up him and then explodes. Yeah!
That is not consensual penetration.
Nice. As you finish...
Wow.
As you finish the last ground blade, crew member of the old Dismain.
Captain Olimar is not in.
Captain Olimar slams open a door further down behind you in the corridor. So, a lot happened that episode. We found out why Chip is called Chip and what the patented whistle whistle sounds like. Oh, and they also defeated a very attractive sea hag, Kivra, and a few drowned blades and assassins. We also found out that the Dismain still sails the seas of Magus. I wonder if that'll come up again. And they found the Dismain's captain and Taluj's lost love aboard the sunken wreck of the Ures Bounty. Although Captain Olimar doesn't seem very happy to see our mystery solving team. Will they make it out alive? Will they figure out how to break the curse? Or will the Ores Bounty be the watery grave of the Whistle Whistles forever? You have to keep listening to find out. Thanks again to my players, TJ from here in Wellington NZ, who runs a bunch of epic games nights that people can come to and learn how to play RPG, board games, and MTG, link in the description. Tyler and Brianna from the RPG podcast Roleplaying Guys, and Laura from the Pathfinder 2E podcast Wheel or Woe. A big thank you, as always, to our Patreons. Patreons, the other way around. Alex White Robinson, Person Who Wants to Stay Anonymous, Robert Baldino, Irene Cucci, Laura Christine Goodwin, James Blyseth, Cy J. Hodgkins, Laura Douglas, Mel Ziegler, Roger Affamate, Sam Malcolm, Kydron Faust, Lauren Flake, Kai Dearlove, and Rihanna Kovalsik. You are all super attractive to us, and we didn't even need to roll a d20 to find out how hot we think you are. If any of our other listeners want to find out how you can support the show, check out our reward tiers over at Patreon. We have a special Discord. You can come chat to us for Patreons only. Ooh, special perks. And don't forget to come find us on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, because we get a huge, huge, huge kick out of talking to you all. I'll be posting some of the images that are used during the episodes on those medias so you can see what the players saw as well. Thank you so much for listening so much. It's really special to me that you're here, and I will see you again for part 3, the mini series finale of Adrift on Ruined Seas, real soon.
Sex, magic, space bags, and booze? Well, then you should check out Wheel or Woe. It's a
Pathfinder 2nd Edition
improv heavy
character-driven podcast, and we're proud members of the Necropodicon Network. You can find us and other great shows at necropodicon.com.
Hot damn!